You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. The Biden administration is planning to issue an executive order intended to help the country better defend against cyber attacks. One thing the federal government might want to do is just hire more people to work in cybersecurity. The unemployment rate for cybersecurity employees is close to 0%, according to Erin Weiss-Kaya. She's a strategist focused on cyber organization with the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. She's worked with both the private and public sector, and she says the government should be focused less on technical skills and coding and more on people who are used to problem solving in stressful environments.
They tend to be individuals who are very adaptable. They are very effective communicators. And so thinking instead about the kinds of non-technical skills that might be necessary in order to be a high-performing member of the cybersecurity professional community is a different way of thinking about who you're posting and looking for.
So you're talking about, in some cases, skills-based hiring and a more flexible approach to hiring. Like, don't just put up a job description that says, you know, we need an awesome coder with a degree in cybersecurity. I'm not even sure that exists. I don't even know if anybody's giving a degree in cybersecurity, but...
They are now. But it's, right. Again, it's emerging. It's recent. Yeah, don't put that up. Don't put up the 7 certifications. So it could be skills-based hiring. It may also be aptitude. Are we opening up the field for pools of candidates who could be very successful, who maybe just need some technical training? Because the difference between cybersecurity and where we tend to attach it is that it is much more a risk management role than a information technology or even former information assurance.
Well, then how significant do you think these changes are, and how much more time do we have to implement them?
I believe cybersecurity is fundamentally a talent issue. And I think we are in a position where we could potentially have a landscape we cannot manage within the next decade. We've been at this about a decade. That's about how long we've really seen cyber as its own standalone true profession. I think we have about one more decade left before it could be out of our hands.
I mean, are you saying this is a real, like, national security threat over the next decade?
I do believe this is a real national security threat. One which, while the federal government's protection of its own is a piece of that puzzle, it also is very intertwined with the infrastructure of our nation.
Erin Weiss-Kaya is a strategist with Booz Allen Hamilton. Biden officials have said they realize they need to move quickly, and expect cybersecurity bills from Congress as well. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.